Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And with Megan. Hello, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your day.
That's a new one.
Hey, I roll with it.
Hey, guys. I want to thank everybody for liking us on Instagram. I'm finally doing some Instagram marketing. And also for your reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts. If you have not rated us just yet on Apple, please do. You know the address. I'll put it right in the description of this particular post. But we are talking about the best Instagram tags for who?
For podcasters.
For podcasters.
Yay,
for whom?
Podcasters.
For whom? I meant to say for whom, not who.
For us podcasters.
Object of the preposition.
And there's a lot of us out there.
There's a lot of podcasts out there. I actually noticed that podcasting is doing very well on Instagram.
I haven't looked, though, but I will look.
Yeah, and I have been connecting with a lot of podcasters on Instagram. Before we move on, I just want to talk about Adrian's Network Week. We are doing podcast interviews with members of Adrian's Network. And for those of you who are listening that do not know what Adrian's Network is, go to adriansnetwork.com. But this is a business networking group of almost 300 people run by the famous Adrian Miller. And I've been a member for 11 years. It's hard to believe. But they're all on LinkedIn. I don't see a lot of Adrian's Network members on Instagram. This is strictly about Instagram. And before we go on, so November 1st to November 5th, we're going to be recording podcast guest interviews with members of Adrian's Network. I got Mark Halpert coming up on November 1st. That's the interview, not the actual podcast release date. And I want Megan just to tell us quickly what you did with your hashtags. It was not for podcasts, but tell us quickly, what did you do? And
well,
how fast
know,
did you grow your Instagram
following?
A lot of us
are not familiar with Instagram. About 2 years ago, Bruce told me about Instagram, and I had not been big on social media. And he told me about Instagram. I set up an Instagram account with basically, I transferred over 10, 15 friends that I had. And then I started posting pictures that I took of beaches and flowers because I had a lot of them in my thing. And I posted them.
Wait, flowers and beaches and sunsets.
Yeah.
You did sunsets too.
And I started getting people following me. First,
she
100,
grew
200.
Crazy. You got like 6,000 followers in like a week.
Yes. Now, how
oh
did
gosh.
I do this?
How
I
did
looked
you do that?
Up best hashtags. Four different
okay.
things. Now, I came to realize that your hashtag is everything. Now,
your hashtags are everything.
Okay, that is my advice. Use the right hashtags. I always use follow me, follow you. There's a couple of
follow
them.
Follow me. I'm
no matter what
follow.
You put
is that
up.
A Genesis song?
Yes. You put that, we all podcasters should put follow me, follow you. Hashtag follow.
Follow Phil Collins.
Yes. hashtag love. Is
love,
always
love.
No matter what I put up, I put hashtag love.
Because, we can do like love podcast.
Well,
podcast
the word love,
love
gets millions of people seeing it. So
yeah. So listen, everybody that's listening, I want you to go to our new website, brucechamoffpodcast.com, and this episode will be out. I want to hear what hashtags that you actually use for your podcast on Instagram. You can leave a comment on my post. I'll put it when I blast this out. I'm going to put a blog post up of our audio transcripts. So go to the new website, brucechamoffpodcast.com. You get audio transcripts of all of these podcast episodes. And Megan?
So you can always put your podcast on Instagram. And you could put tags there and you could grow your audience.
Podcasters are doing very well on Instagram. And you know what? I want, again, to hear what you think the best hashtags are for Instagram. So you'll look for this particular blog post titled Best Instagram Hashtags for Podcasters. And also I'm going to put an Instagram tweet out there too. So I'll put the Instagram tweet link here. So again, that is Instagram. I'll have an actual post out there and also the blog post on BruceChamoffPodcast.com. I could put the links in there for everybody. And follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to now grow an Instagram. I should have done this a long time ago. And also on Instagram, I'm doing a new campaign, 500 podcast strategies, and I'm putting them out 3 at a time every day. Follow me on Instagram if you want 500 strategies for your podcast success. I'm putting that out about 3 times a day. We're going for 500. We're already up to a lot of them. So just follow me on Instagram. It's just become a successful podcaster. That's what it is on Instagram. I changed it. It's become _a_successful_podcast. So without further ado, Miss Megan, we are going to reveal what the most popular Instagram tags are for podcasters. And we're going to do it right after this message.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
We got a list here. Megan, do you want to read the list or should I?
You may have that honor, my dear.
Oh, it's actually an honor to read a list of hashtags for such wonderful people, such as our audience members. Okay, yes. So I got a couple that you might not even think of. But again, if I don't list the ones that you use, I definitely want to know about it on my Instagram post and on my website. So here we go. Here are a couple you might not think of. So podcast marketing. That's one. You probably already use podcasting and podcast with an S. Podcast strategies. Here's one that I don't see many people using, but I do see it has a very high search rate. Podcasters of Instagram. Let's say that again. Podcasters of Instagram. Podcast networks, like we have one. Podcast social media marketing. That's a big one. And if your podcast is free, you can even do free advice. That's a really good hashtag. Very popular. Free tips. Free marketing. Anything with free, as long as you don't charge for your podcast content. Now, here's more. Podcast introductions. Like if you're introducing people or you play some kind of intro. Wow, the birds are going nuts over there, up there. Search engine optimization. Why? Because podcasting is all about getting search engine rankings the same. So you can use that one. I tap into that one. That's a really good one. Here's more for podcasts. Podcast audience. Podcast episode. Podcast episodes with an S at the end. Also, grow your show. Grow your audience. Blogging tips, because a lot of podcasters do blogging. So get in on the blogging tips. That's a big one for bloggers, obviously. Podcast blog. I've seen that one. Podcast music, if you play music on your show. And also PodSafe music. Streaming media, because podcast is a streaming medium.
Yes, it is, Bruce.
And if you consider it a marketing strategies. Now, the season that we're in right now is obviously fall or autumn. So you can go ahead and you want to get a lot of people back to your Instagram.
But we discussed this last night.
Yes, that's
you
what I'm...
You put in the seasons. I've done that too. That's how I got hundreds of followers, just
so
putting
fall,
the season.
So fall, autumn. I even have one, fall shows and fall podcasts. I don't know if that's going to get anything. That wasn't very popular, but not a bad one. Now, also a few more that maybe you haven't thought of. I did say fall podcast, right?
Yes.
Here's a few more. Successful podcast, because this is become a successful podcaster. And we're now in October 2021, so you could put October 2021 or whatever month and year it is. fall 2021. And here's some more, because podcasts are on Spotify. Spotify podcast is a big one. If you have a new season, you could put new season. How about, let's see, oh, this one, I didn't put a pound number, a pound sign on it. Apple Podcast is another one. I tried Podcast Love, Podcasting Love. Successful Show. Now, all the follow ones, Megan, what's the follow ones? You got to get at least three of the follow ones in there.
You have to hashtag follow.
Yep.
Follow, hashtag follow me. Hashtag follow me, follow you. Hashtag.
Follow me back.
Yes. Follow me back.
Yeah.
And then follow back, too. I use hashtag follow back.
Follow back? Oh, I didn't know about that one.
But then what I do is I actually follow the people back. So you got to. You got to
keep your promise.
Yes. Because then what if they're checking and they delete me? So. You know, you never know. I try to follow most of the people, although I don't, but...
Crazy. All right, now, if you want to build your audience, there's a few there, too. I did say grow your audience before, but audience growth is a very popular hashtag for podcasters. And you can even do podcast audience. I think I said that already. Now, I said successful podcast is also podcasting success. And if you have a WordPress blog, you can do WordPress. That's a big one, too. And you might get a little chastised by the WordPress community if it's not about WordPress per se. But hey, you got a WordPress blog? What the heck, right? And I talked about a couple of blogging ones before. You can just go with blog posts. Blogging for podcasters. There's a lot of them. Now, also, I want to give you a couple of other ones. If you're very big on your RSS feed, that's a good one too. RSS feed is a really popular one for podcasters. And I'm giving you a lot. I know. Now, a couple of strategies I want to give people. Make up your own hashtag. I have a podcast. I have a hashtag just for Bruce Chamoff. So whatever your full name is, put it in there, or the name of your hashtag. And the reason you want to do that is because if somebody happens to try to look for you on Instagram, all of your posts are going to come up in the search, not just, you know, when they go to your profile, but in the search as well. So I do have one that's Bruce Chamoff. And I'm going to move on. I got a whole bunch of different groups of hashtags from my hashtag manager here, but I think I'm starting to run out here. Let's go on. Link building is another one, but you can do that with two podcasts. Now, monetization. If you have anything in your podcast about monetizing, you got monetize your podcast monetization, and monetize podcast without your, you know. So there's a lot there. And I think I've given you all the ones I'm starting to use. So I'm going to ask everybody now. Again, go to brucechamoffpodcast.com and I'll give you the link, or just look for the post. You got to click on episodes. And then when you get the episodes, just look for this. This will be one at the top because the episodes are listed in reverse chronological order. So the most recent at the top, just look for the best hashtags on Instagram for podcasters. Megan, anything you want to say before we say farewell on this particular episode?
No, I think all our fans have been wonderful.
Wonderful fans.
You review us and we will review you. That's how it works here. We're always welcoming new fans. So tell your friends, your family to check in here, and maybe you can introduce somebody new to podcasting and grow the podcasting community.
Yeah, there's almost 5 million podcasts now.
I know. The more the merrier.
It's crazy.
And winter's coming up, going to be indoors. And we saw a man who's podcasting with his daughter. He's new to you.
Oh yeah, we just put him on the New York City podcast. He does vacation rental.
Incorporate your children. Incorporate your relatives.
Yeah, this guy, he has a vacation rentals podcast. It's called Super Host Unveiled. You can go to the New York City Podcast Network and check it out. And he actually is teaching his daughter about real estate. I think that's incredible.
So you want to grow your podcast? Go close to home, friends, family.
Very close to home.
And, you know, you never know who they, and I also, it's always nice sometimes you put your podcast on Facebook. I know we're talking about Instagram, and see if people will like it. Ask your relatives. Don't be afraid, brother or sister. Hey, you mind making a post for me? You got to reach out there. You got to take risks.
Yes,
and you,
take risks.
You got to action. You got to go into action.
Yes. And we're going to see you in the next episode. We are just, we're doing a lot of interviews lately with a lot of great guests, a lot of great friends and supporters, and we're supporting their podcasts. So check out all the guests that we're interviewing. I'm probably going to group them all on brucechamoffpodcast.com. I'm so proud of that website. I built it in 3 days, did a lot of work on
that. It's beautiful.
I just worked diligently on that, right? And I'll talk to you in the next episode. What song are we going to play, Megan? She's deciding.
I think we should play something new.
Okay. Okay.
Why don't we play...
something that, yeah.
Very new. Something maybe that we just put on SoundCloud.
But follow me on Spotify, everybody. But a brand new song that I produced...
Can't let